105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Time to welcome my guests for this evening. They are Chloe Slattery, who is the producer, and Agnes Cameron, who is the costume designer, of the new production at the ADC Theatre next week. It's called The Strip, and welcome to you both.
Hi there.
So which production company are you attached to then? Is it a particular one? Have you formed for the production?
Our funders?
Do you want to know who's funding us?
Yeah, well, not too much who's funding you, but what's your organisation called or theatre group? There's so many of them around Cambridge, I'd hate to leave one out.
Well, we have Girton College, who's helping us put the whole production together and who finance us.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, the ADC Theatre has been very helpful and is kind of orchestrating the whole thing for us.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about the production then. What's it about? Because the graphic there has that kind of Las Vegas look about it, and it's called The Strip, but not just set in Vegas, is it, I don't think?
It's set in a number of different places, and they kind of all mingle with each other. The frontispiece in the start of the play describes the setting as a fluid, non-naturalistic landscape dominated by an enormous three-dimensional recreation of Sphinx and Pyramid, which represents the exterior of the Luxor Hotel, Las Vegas. And I think that's probably quite a good description. The narrative goes kind of all over the place. It goes to many different cities, including London and Liverpool, but it never really stays in any of them. I think it's like basically in the middle of the desert.
And the characters, are they British? Are they American? Or are they perhaps other nationalities?
So you've got exactly half of the cast which is American and half which is English. But some of these English characters are living in America but have like retained their English accent.
Okay.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Is it clear as to where the location actually is to somebody who's watching? Does it really matter anyway?
It's quite ambiguous. Occasionally the characters describe where they are, but the narrative and the whole action during the play completely overlaps. There's no kind of scene change. There's no blackout. There's no, oh, we're in London now, we're in Liverpool now. All of the characters are on stage all the time and all of the action is going on at once.
Right, so I guess a lot of this is going to be done through sort of lighting, really,
yeah,
and sort
exactly.
of direction of standing and all that.
That's the thing, when we have all the characters on stage, to get the focus of one story in particular, we'll have the lights on those, that group of people. And so, yeah, lighting will play a big role.
Yeah. Now, this was done, I think, originally at the Royal Court in London in the mid-90s. How did you sort of decide that this was the play that you wanted to put on?
I think it's our director, George, who...
He's been thinking about doing it for, like, quite a while, actually.
Right. I guess we do have these plays, don't we? We see them once or we read them once and then they kind of stuck with us and we need to try and sort of get it out of the system to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It's quite a magnetic play. Like, you read it and it is... it's completely insane, but it's also just very interesting and it's once makes you want to think about how one would put it on stage and, like, how some of the stage directions could be done.
I mean, and what way would you say it's insane? Is it the jumping around from time and place?
Or? Let me find one of the stage directions.
Okay, good example here.
The characters are quite bizarre as well. They're difficult to understand.
Everybody in Vegas, from personal experience, I can assure you, everybody in Vegas is bizarre
exactly.
from start to finish.
Yeah. So,
have you ever been?
No, not yet.
It's very strange when you fly in, you're going over desert for miles, and all of a sudden you see a square. And I mean just a square of this orangey-yellow light, and that's in Vegas, in the middle of the desert. And I think for all the expansion, it's kind of sort of kept almost this square shape. And then you land, and you get through, and before you've even got as far as customs, you've already found half a dozen one-armed bandit machines that you can play on before you get anywhere. So you found, Agnes, the stage direction you were mentioning.
So the end of Act 1 includes, among many, many other things, and a direction for one of the characters' bunches of flowers to land at John F. Kennedy's grave in Arlington National Cemetery and the external flame to suddenly be extinguished. But what you have to understand is that nowhere during the play does that eternal flame actually feature. It's mentioned once by one character, but no one ever sees it. And so the idea of doing that on stage, like, just, you know, to represent that without having any kind of introduction to it is... quite mad.
This must for both yourself doing costumes and for your colleagues doing props, this must be a sort of a nightmare, really.
Yeah.
I mean, my eBay watch list is just hysterical. I've got so many weird bits of costume. You know, we've spent so long trying to find exactly the right shade of blue stretch jeans or, you know, the kind of right black leather hat. I've got a load of parcels that arrived for me at college today, and they're full of the weirdest stuff.
So you've been sourcing this from eBay. Is this your sort of primary place? Or there's plenty of, I guess, places around Cambridge, but it kind of depends what you're looking for, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, we've been finding stuff kind of from all over the place, charity shops, rental places. I think eBay's great because kind of everything that exists in the world exists on eBay and for quite cheap. So in terms of finding very specific items, it's been very useful, actually.
What were the most difficult items to track down? Because if it's timeless, it's sort of set 90s, but not quite?
The aesthetic is fairly 90s, I'd say. And that's certainly represented by, you know, we've got a beige velour tracksuit which just arrived today, some very beautiful leather trousers, kind of loads of very odd bits and pieces, which I hunt down.
So what do you then do when it's all over? At the end of, this is running, I think, for all of next week, the 3rd through to the 7th. When it's all over, do these items go back on eBay again? Or what do you do? Auction them off among the cast?
No. Normally, if they've been funded by the ADC, they'll go to the ADC costume store. Or if members of the cast have a particular yen for something, sometimes they buy them.
But so you need a beige tracksuit all of a sudden. You're the woman.
I mean, yeah. but it's normally stays within the production if people need things.
Yeah, finding props has definitely been quite difficult because today, for example, I just sourced two wind machines.
Two wind machines? Yes. Where do you find a wind machine in Cambridge or back to eBay again?
It's for that question.
It's really just about asking around and spending a lot of time on Gumtree. And so, yeah, there'll definitely be like some quite impressive, I think, techniques going on stage. Yeah. We even have a bit of pyrotechnics.
Oh, God, I've sounded this.
And explosions. So it should be quite entertaining, I think.
And this is an ensemble kind of cast, is it? No, not a particular. It doesn't sound like the sort of production where there's like a lead character particularly.
No, there's a character that steals the focus sometimes. I think they kind of oscillate around one of the characters, but in many respects, they all oscillate all around the other ones as well.
And all the parts are equal, so
yeah.
It's nice. This is absolutely fascinating. So rehearsals obviously are getting well underway. How's it going to work then? It's like a full run through on Monday, then production official curtain up on Tuesday for everybody to come and see.
Yeah, we're having a full run through on Saturday, and then Sunday will be about getting to the theatre at 5 a.m. and getting all the tech ready.
Oh yes,
that will take about 24 hours. And yeah, our dress on Tuesday. So yeah.
Okay, well that's grand. Tickets for those who do want to go along, £12 and £9. I actually want to getting cheaper. Tuesday it's £10 and £7. Details you'll find on the ADC website, adctheatre.com. If Hattie was here, she'd be able to reel off the number of the box office off the top of the head. Can you do that, manage that? No, it's okay. Don't worry. We're fine.
Another quick one.
Yes,
if you
sure.
want to check out our Tumblr, we do have one. It's the Strip ADC, all one word, at tumblr.com. We've been putting up kind of a lot of visual references from the play. So if you're intrigued by what the kind of aesthetic sounds like, you'll find like slightly more, maybe slightly less direction on there.
Okay, I'll have a look for that. I might have to sneak one of those for our Facebook page as well to pop up. But thank you both for coming in. Agnes, also Chloe as well. Thank you
very much.